Today's daf in the Sechet Zvachim is daf Kuf Chaf. Wow. Okay, we're holding on daf Kuf Yotet Amud Beit. And we were just finishing up with Rami Bar Choma. And there were two different Lashonis in Rami Bar Choma. I'm going to stick with the simple Lashonis in the Gemara, even though Rashi brings his own different Gersay here with a different approach to Rami Bar Choma. So our first Rami Bar Choma distinguished between the type of things that you're bringing on the Boma Kitana, but you decide to bring on the Boma Gedola. So it was depending what it was that you had determined initially. So when we say that this halacha, that if you bring something on a Boma Kitana, it has these dinim, and if you bring something on the Boma Gedola, it has different dinim. So the first approach in Rami Bar Choma was that there's a difference between Koche Boma Kitana and where it is that you brought those. If you brought them in the Boma Kitana, so then they stick with the dinim of the Boma Kitana. But even Koche Boma Kitana, if they're brought on a Boma Gedola, then they take on the dinim of the Boma Gedola, and you have to have the dam of the Eilo, Lamata, Michuta, Sikra, and so on, all of the various dinim that will apply. The other one, the other Lashon of Rami Bar Choma, was that actually it was the difference was in what your original Hekdesh was for. Now, if your original Hekdesh was for the Boma Gedola, and you brought them on the Boma Gedola, so then, yes, you certainly do need the dam to be Lamata, Michuta, Sikra on the Eilo, and those have the same dinim as the Mizbeach and the Mishkat. But if initially the Kachim were for a Boma Kitana, then even if you bring them on a Boma Gedola, you do not have to worry about the Chutas Sikra. That was the second Lashon. And we ended up not having a Raya to one or the other. Now, is your hand up, Uri? Did you want to ask something? Okay, she took down her hand. So, today the Gemara wants to point out that Pliga de Rabbi Elazar. So the second way that we just learned Rami Bar Choma, namely, that once something was mugdash for the purposes of being brought on a Boma Kitana, then even if you bring it into a Boma Gedola, it's not going to get the dinim of Chitzui. Pliga de Rabbi Elazar, that din is different than Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar says the Eila of Abomas Yochi that you brought inside, there's a din of Kalita Mechitzas, Kilatua Mechitzot Lechol Davar. Now, this is a completely different din that we've discussed until now. Until now, we were talking about the concept of the Mizbeach being Mechayev you. So if you're going to do the work on the Mizbeach, so then you would actually have to, if you're using the Mizbeach HaGedola in the Mokom of Nov or Givon, or when we first came into Eretz Yisrael in Gilgal, then you would have to keep to the rules of the Boma Gedola. Here, Rabbi Elazar is taking it a step further. He's saying it's not a din in the Mizbeach, it's a din in the Mechitzes. So once you brought the Eila of a Boma Siochid into the place where that Mizbeach is, in Gilgal, in Nov, or in Givon, where there is a Mizbeach that is called the Boma of the Tzibur, Kilatua Mechitzot. That means that the very fact that you're in that courtyard, that's enough to be Mechayev you to bring it on the Boma Gedola with all of the dinim of the Boma Gedola. Now, it's not 100% clear what that is, and we're going to now ask how far this halacha extends. Boy, Rabbi Zera, how far does Rabbi Elazar mean this? Suppose it's an ola that was meant to be brought on the Bomas Yachid, and you brought it inside, so you say Kaltua Mechitzot, and now you bring it back outside again. Lotzia Lachutz. So is this din of the Kaltua Mechitzot, is that similar to the idea of the Mizbeach, that when im alta lo tered, you don't take it off in the Mizbeach? Or we have the concept of Nasa Lach Moshe Mizbeach, which is that after the Mizbeach starts burning something, it's already considered to be the food of the Mizbeach, and you're not allowed to take it off. So what's the din over here? Mi amrinan ki de aile. Do we say once you go into the Givon structure, the walls, meaning of the outside walls of its chatzar, would it be kotel amechitza? And you'd have to bring it back in, even if you took it out. Whoa. So in other words, the dinim that were necessary to keep, let's say you're bringing a carbon shlami, and there's a din of trufas chaza v'shok. There's no din of trufas chaza v'shok on the Bava Kitana, but now that you brought it in, and you say kelatua mechitzot, so when I bring it out again, and I do my shlamim, do I have to go back in and do tenufa chaza v'shok? Or it's only while it's there that it's actually chayev? So this is taking it yet another step. Oh, Dilma, maybe we should say, kiman do hadar hadar. Once you brought something back out to where it was, so then you don't have to put it back in again. Says the Gemara, isn't that actually the same as the machlokas of Rabbah and Rav Yosef that we had earlier? This was actually the machlokas that we had about the Mishnah in Me'ilah, which we discussed earlier in the Masechet. You'll remember that there was a machlokas there in Me'ilah, in the Mishnah, the Tanan, kotche kotchim sheshochton b'doron. All right, says over there, even though you did the shechita of the kotche kotchim in the wrong place, and you shechted it in the southern part of the Azara, and the din is that those are not kosher korbanas, nonetheless, you're still mo'alim b'hem, you're definitely going to be chayev on Me'ilah, because it's still considered to be a valid animal that was shechted. It's not as if it just died and you murdered it, in which case you took off all of its kachim, and therefore there would not be me'ilah. Now, we found over there that there was a machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Yosef, whether the din of me'ilah there is only a derabbanan, but mi'ikar ad-din, it's not at all roi for the mizbeach, and even if you brought it up to mizbeach, it would be yored, or whether if you brought it up to the Mizbeach, it's the same thing as the Me'ilah. Since it's considered to be Kachim Legabi Me'ilah, it's considered to be Kachim Legabi the Kedushas HaMizbeach as well. So there was the question that we raised in Me'ilah, or earlier on Daf Pei Daled, we learned, Yiboyelu, what's the din im olu ma'o sheyerdo? Suppose you brought up these Kachim, not realizing that they were Kachim, that had been shechted, even though they were kachet kadashim, whether it was an eila, an asham, or a chatas, and they were shechted bedorim, and they're not kosher. You put them on the mizbeach. Do they come off of the mizbeach or not? Now, you would think that if there's still, the din is that there's still me'ila on them, so then that means they're still ultimately royal mizbeach. They're still kachet Hashem. They haven't been completely wiped out from their kedusha. And you would think that the din would follow the din in the Mishnah, since the Mishnah says ma'alim b'hem, so the din should be im olu lo yerdu. But nonetheless, Rabbah says no, im olu yerdu. And that's because Rabbah holds that the ma'alim b'hem that we mentioned in the Mishnah means min rabbanan were ma'alim b'hem. But mi'ikar hadin, they are completely possible. They're not shaykh to the mizbeach at all. You wouldn't even have a mi'ilah midiraisa. It's just the rabbanan gave it a din of mi'ilah. Obviously, not to actually bring a carbon mi'ilah, but to aser it like mi'ilah. Whereas Rabbi Yosef says, no, im olu lo yerdu. Because, like the Mishnah says, it's basically kosher in the ultimate sense, because you see that it has mi'ilah. That means it hasn't lost its kedusha. And therefore, you can leave it on the Mizbeach. So now, if we take that to be Nogea, the din over here, so it seems to be that Rabbah, who says that even in this case, they should be taken off of the Mizbeach despite the Me'ilah. So he holds the Mizbeach has no koyach to demand its share of something that was outside of its makom. So if that's the case, then that would mean that the same thing should be true if you have the something that you shechted outside of its area, such as over here, you shechted your carbon outside of the Mizbeach in Givon or in Nov, and now you just brought it in. Okay, so the same way the Mizbeach doesn't have the koyach to take things in because of the mechitzas around it. If those mechitzas were not the correct mechitzas, then they don't go on the mizbeach. So the same thing is true over here. The shechita was outside of this general area, and even though there's no din of psul mechitzas, obviously, but there's no din of tfisa by these mechitzas. So we can take that as a general understanding of what it was that Rabbi Lazar would be saying as well. It would be the same machlokas. Rabbi Lazar is saying you started a korban, it was meant to be brought outside, you shecht it outside, now you bring it in, it gets the din of the mizbeach, and you take it back out again. So then there's no din of klita in the ultimate sense, that im olo lo yered, you're not allowed to take it off again, meaning that you'd have to bring it back inside. Whereas Rabbi Yosef, who says, even though it was shechted b'dorim, once you put it in there, you don't let it come down again. So he seems to be saying that even something that's not within its normal mechitzes is nonetheless, once it's on the mizbeach, it would stay on the mizbeach. So in this case, where Rabbi Lazar is saying that the mechitzes of that mizbeach are an extension of that mizbeach, so then it should be the same halacha. Says the Gemara, what kind of crazy? There's no interrelationship between these two sugyas at all. I beg your pardon. Tiboy le Rabba, Tiboy le Rav Yosef. Look, let's take a look at it the way Rabba looks at it. All that Rabba was talking about was the Mizbeach. We're not talking about the Mizbeach here. We're talking about the din of the Mechitzas of a Mizbeach HaTzibor, not the din of it being on the Mizbeach. So when it comes to the Mizbeach, there's a din. HaMizbeach Mekadesh Es HaRa'uila. Anything that is meant to be on that Mizbeach is put on the Mizbeach. Anything that's not meant for that Mizbeach is not put on the Mizbeach. My question over here was, is this ultimately meant for the Mizbeach, or do we say that no, the Me'ilah was only a Darabanan, it's completely possible. So, okay, so since according to Rabba, Kachim, Kachim are not right for the Mizbeach, so then you take them down. What does that have to do with over here? A concept that Rabbi Lazar is introducing, a new concept, that the idea of bringing something to Novin Givon, which we never heard this before, mind you. If you're going to bring something Novin Givon, yes, we did hear two Pirushim and Rami Bar Chama. That's true. The two pirushim that we heard in Rami Bar Chama was only the difference of whether you're going to utilize the mizbeach of that mizbeach HaTzibur. And that was a question, whether it's a din in the mizbeach or was a din in the kachim that you were giving to the mizbeach. Well, that's not the issue over here at all. The issue over here is a new halacha, that if you're bringing it into the area where that mizbeach is pa'il, then it gets the din of something that has those kind of chumras. So it's not nogea over here with a mechitza. I don't know. Whatever this din of Rabbi Lazar is, that bringing it inside is as if you're saying, now I want this carbon to be brought on a mizbeach HaTzibur. There's no din of ro'ila. It could be that a mechitza, even if something had been shechted outside of that mechitza, is still going to be kolate. There's no psul of Yotze, obviously. There's nothing wrong with shechting something that was meant for a Boma Katana on a Boma Katana, is there? Or we could look at it the other way. We could say maybe even Rabbi Yosef, who says that im ala lo yered, in the case of the, when you put it on the Mizbeach, well, that's because it's all something that was roi in that mokam. It's all one mokam, right? What's the difference if it was Bedorim or if it was Betzofen? It's all within, in terms of Mechitzas, it's all within the Mechitzas of the Azora. This halacha of whether you're allowed to shecht in the northern part only, or whether you could shecht even on the south, as in the Kachim Kalim, that's not a din in Mechitzas. And therefore, that may be the point of Rabbi Yosef. If something is all in the same Mokan, and remember, that when we're talking about the whole concept of Shvutei Chutz and the implications for Bamais, the Makor in the Torah is, Yishom Elocha Pen Ta'ala Olotecha B'chol Mokom Asher Tirah. It's the concept of a Mokom. And therefore, what Rabbi Yosef is saying, look, as long as you're in the same Mokom, then there's no din of a going out of a Mokom that's going to affect its usability for a Mizbeach at all. But over here, there's two different mekomas completely. One is the area of Nov for Givon, and the other is Bechoma Kamashetiret. So since over here it's Trey Mikomot, you know, maybe he would agree that in this case, if you're comparing a mechitza to the klita of the Mizbeach, the same way the Mizbeach wouldn't be like something that was from a different place completely, and it would only be like the difference between Tzofen and the Doran, maybe even Rabbi Yosef would be Moda, or maybe not. I don't know. I mean, you know, we don't really have any experience with this idea of the klita mechitza is for the dinim of the Mizbeach. This is like a tremendous chiddush that throughout the entire Masechet we never bumped into once, because we were always talking about the given halachas that Yotze was pasul, so none of this was really important. What would it mean, kaltua mechitza? The first time that we have a concept of kaltua mechitza is only over here at the very end. Now that we understand the difference of bringing korbanos b'chutz and bringing korbanos b'fnim and all of the different shitas, we understand there may even be a new idea, which Rebbe Lazar is mechadesh, that there is a concept of klitas b'chitzes, just as there's a concept on the Mizbeach per se, in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdash, of im ola lo yerid. Now, there was a machlokes about the dinim of the parts of a korba, which had been brought, you did the whole avodah b'chutz. It was meant to be b'chutz. You were bringing an ola b'chutz. Say, right now, you want to bring the evorim of that oila on the makom where the whole tzibur is. So you did everything up on your rooftop. You did the shita. You did the zrika. And now it's a little bit difficult to burn that oila. My gosh, it's going to take a tremendous amount of time and effort to burn a whole animal. And so you say, you know what? I'm not that far from Nov. Let me go to Nov. And I'll bring it on the Mizbeach in Nov. So you go to Nov, and you put those Evorim on the Mizbeach. What's the din? So a milta the Pshita Leila Rabba B'chad Gisa, or the Rav Yosef B'chad Gisa, as we're going to see, Rabba takes for granted one way of poskening about that issue, and Rav Yosef takes for granted the opposite way, and Rav Yanai doesn't know, and he asked. So something that Rabba took for granted in one direction, and Rabbi Yosef took as for granted in the opposite direction, was raised as a question halacha by Rabbi Yana. And he asked, suppose I have the Evre Eilas Bamas Yochi, which means I already did the Shlita, and I already did the Zrika, and they were going to be brought up on a Bamas Yochi. Everything was fine. Everything would have been kosher. Now, I want to bring up those Evorim on the Mizbeach HaTzibur. Are they supposed to be taken off or not? Now, this is not so pasha that we should put in taken off. Because the question is, Mahu, the Pashtas, can you be doing that? But anyway, in Rashi, it's Mahu Sheyerdu. Because basically what happened over here is the dinim of that oila, when I brought them b'chutz, are very different. And I did the zrika b'chutz, that's very different than even the dinim that are matir, this carbon bifnim. Not true? If I do the zrika b'chutz, there's no din of doing them l'mata b'chutz sikra. It's no din of doing shnayim shein arba. Now, those are the zrikas that are matir, they're buzzer for the mizbeach. So what I did on the Bama Ketana is not really what would have been matir these Evorim for the Mizbeach of the Mizbeach HaTzibur. We're over there. The halach is that I do need Shnayim Shem Arba. And I do need to do a Lamata Mechuta Sikra. So the question is, if I bring these Evorim up now on the Mizbeach of the Tzibur, do we look at it as a carbon that was roy for the Mizbeach, but it wasn't supposed to be put on this Mizbeach? So that's the same thing as having something that was psulei b'kodesh, and it's ultimately roy in the sense that once it was there, we don't take it off, versus something that wasn't psulei b'kodesh. So how do we look at this? So now, let's just make sure we understand what we're talking about. If it was already burning, That's the question. If you didn't even start burning it, if you haven't started to burn it, it certainly wasn't Nasa Lach Meshom Mizbeach. So why should I leave it up there? The question is, normally we say that once something starts burning on the Mizbeach, then it becomes Lach Meshom Mizbeach. The question over here is it Nasa Lach Meshom Mizbeach or not? Take it. We actually don't really know. Itma, let's ask another thing. We had a whole list of items that apply only on the Mizbeach of the Tzibur and that do not apply on a Bar Mitzvah. But there were quite a few important issues that we never discussed. For instance, the din is that in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to do the Avoda during the Yom. Is that true of a Bar Mitzvah or not? Now, it didn't say anything about that Shechitas Laila is Posel B'Bomas Tzibur, but it's Kosher B'Bomas Yochid. What would be the din about that? So Idmar, Shechitas Laila B'Bomas Yochid. There's a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar Kshira, V'Chad Amar Psula. So it doesn't say here who holds what, even though apparently Rashi had a girsa, Rav says Kosher, and Shmuel says Posel. V'Kom Miflagei. The question was about another issue that Rabbi Elazar raised. And he raised a contradiction in the Psukim. And the Shaila is, how do I answer that contradiction? Because depending on how I answer it, that's exactly what's going to define the Shechitas Laila. And this is a contradiction of an actual event. So what happened here? Shaul HaMelech tells the Bnei Yisrael, remember that he made them fight the Plishtim and to keep fighting and nobody eats anything until we go ahead and we wipe them out. And okay, so they finished. Hashem gave them over the Plishtim and they took the animals that had belonged to the Plishtim and they shechted them as kachim. They made them kachim. And they told Shaul that the nation is eating al hadam. It's a disaster, which means that they didn't, apparently, they didn't do zrika. So he says, begadetem, the way you're acting is mamash begida in the halacha. Golu elai hayom even gidola. Bring me over the big even, and we'll make it into a mizbeach, and then we can all do the Zrika, and then you'll do it properly. Okay, but note that Shaul says over here, Hayom, it's got to be done. Hayom, why Hayom? Because it's got to be done during the day. This was, remember, while there was still Nov. This was before Shaul had destroyed Nov. And he says, you have to do it during the daytime. So it's mashma that the din would be that if in a Bomba Kitana, which this is, if you're going to do the Zrika, it's got to be done in the daytime. So that means that there would still be a din of Yom. Now, the problem is that the next pasuk says the opposite. Vayomer Shaul, putzu b'am, spread out around the people. Vamartem lahem, you tell these people. Hegishu elai ish shoro v'ish seyo, ushchatetem b'zeh v'achaltem. You have to come to me and utilize this shechita knife, and then you can eat it. V'lo tachetu la'Hashem le'echol al adam. And don't be chote for eating something before zrika. But here it says, beferish, v'yagishu kol ha'am yishoro b'yado ha'layla. I don't understand. First he said, make sure that this is done in the day. And then it says they all came over in the nighttime. Everybody brought over his animal. And they did the shechita over there next to Shaul. So there was two different approaches between Rav and Shmuel. How do we understand the contradiction? So Mar Mishanei Kan B'Chulin, Kan B'Kodeshim.
where Joel was talking about Hayom, the Goloi La'evan, those were animals that they had captured from the Goyim that they were going to bring as karbanas, and they weren't makpid to do the zrika before the achila. Whereas the other man, the Omar, says, Rav or Shmuel, we don't know, kan bekachi bama gedela, and kan bekachi bama kitana. So where Shaul said that you have to do the shlita in the daytime, he was talking about where they had in mind to bring the karbanas in Nov. Masha Enkein, where it says that they all came around at night, those were kachim that they wanted to shecht on a bama kitana. And therefore, it was not a problem to do the shlita b'layla, because there is no layla on a bama kitana. So then that means that it's a machlok is about whether there's a din of layla on a bama kitana. Now, how about this other halacha? We never spoke about this. Was like such a major issue before. When we were talking about does the ayla in the midbar at Har Sinai, you know, when they started bringing ayla's before the binyan of the ayel meyei. Remember, we had the big machlokas before about whether it needs hefshet v'nituach or not. So we never raised that issue. You didn't tell me whether there's a difference between a bama ketana and a bama ketela legabe the din of laila. You didn't tell me whether there's a difference legabe the din of hefshet v'nituach. So itmar, olas bamas yochin, rav amar ein tuuna hefshet v'nituach, rav yochan amar tuuna hefshet v'nituach. And it seems to be that there is gufa machlokas. This machlokas is actually dependent in Rabbi Yossi Haglili, which is what we spoke about earlier. Miflagei the Rabbi Yossi Haglili, the Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer, Ola shikriv Yisroel b'midbar, ein tu una hefshet v'nituach, she'ein hefshet v'nituach, ela mi'ol mo'ed v'elech. So what Rabbi Yossi Haglili was saying, the din of hefshet v'nituach was a new chiddush from the time of the binyan of the Mishkan. So Rabbi Yochanan holds Mar Sovar Me'ol Moed Be'elech means that it was a halacha in the carbon from that point on, not a halacha in that Mizbeach. So Me'ol Moed Be'elech, that's the definition of the Eila, not that that's the definition of how to use the Mizbeach. And therefore, Loshna Bama Gedola, the Loshna Bama Ketana, you're still going to need Hefshet V'nituach of an Eila. Masha Inkin Rav held, Beboma Gedola, similar to the Ohel Mayed. Yes, it was a din in Ohel Mayed Ve'elech, in a korban that was being brought on a Mizbeach, similar to the Ohel Mayed, namely that it was the at least the Boma Tzibor. But if it was a Boma Ketana, then lo. And we seem to have a raya, a clear raya, for Rabbi Yochanan. Because Tanika Vasi de Rabbi Yochanan, one of the things Rabbi Yochanan held that it's a din in the korban. And this braita says, Dvarim shebein b'magido lala b'maktana. Here are some of the dinim about the hakrava that differentiates between a b'magidala and a b'magitana. So, there's a din of needing the kronota mizbeach on a bama gedola. There's a din of needing a kevesh. So you need to have that wrap that goes up to the top of it. There needs to be a shape that is square and that has a yisod on the mizbeach, because all of those dinim are part of the way you bring the korbanos hatzibor in the Ohel Moed, and that's true here too. So you need the ribua, you need the yisod in a bama gedola. But when it comes to the Bama Ketana, you don't need the Koronos on the Mizbeach, you don't need a Yesod, and you don't need even the square shape. Now, you certainly don't need a Kevesh that goes up to it. How about the Kiyor, the Kano? Well, that din of requiring the Kiyor, the Kino, for the Yadayim, for Aglayim, Kiddush of the Kohen, we saw before. Oh, it's only an Obama Gedela. There's no din of the Kiyor, the Kano, Bibama Kitana. Furthermore, Chaza Vishok, as we saw earlier, Chaza Vishok, Bibama Gidola, Ve'en Chaza Vishok, Vibama Ketana. Okay, now those are all things that we need. We knew. The Dvarim Sheshavta, Vibama Gedola, Vibama Ketana. Here are things which are similar. First of all, you need the din of Shechita, Vibama Gedola, Uketana. You need, look at this, you need Hefshet Venituach, Bigedola, Uketana. There you see, that the Braita takes for granted Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, that it's the din of Hefshet Venituach was the Chiddush after the Hakomas HaMishkan, and that did not mean that it's because we now for the first time have a Mizbeach like the Hakomas HaMishkan. But if you're on a Boma Ketana, it's not true. No, it's that the din of how to bring a carbon was changed, just as Vayikra is part of the dinim of Vayikra, were said by the Hakomas HaMoed. This is a din in the carbon. And therefore, you need Hefshet V'Nituach, both B'Boma Gedola and B'Boma Ketana. Now, the fact that the Dam is a Matir, and that without that Dam being Matir, you cannot eat the carbon, which, of course, what we were just reading about Shaul, that was taken for granted. There needs to be Zrika. And once it's a Matir, it's also Mefagel. So if you had a Kavon at the time of the Zrika, that it's going to be done Chutz L'Zmanai, so then it's going to be pigo, whether it's on a Boma Gedela or a Boma Ketana. And Mumim, the fact that things are possible if they have a Mum, and the particular Zman that's given for the particular Achila that we're talking about, that's also exactly the same Mumim Pasol and exactly the same Zman Pasol's Bigdela Ubigetana. But, says the Mishnah, when it comes to Notar, as far as the Achilas Nota and its Iser, and the fact that there's 2 days till you can eat the carbon shlomim with the Zman Beinehem, and there's only 1 day that you can eat the carbon teda, and so on. And the Iser of eating kachim on your tummy, that is exactly the same in either case, on Abama Gedela or Abama Ketana. That we know from our Mishnah. So notar, zman, v'tabei, shavim b'zeh u'b'zeh. Tana Rabbana, minayin la'asot zman b'vama ketana k'vama gedola. How do we know that the same times that are given to eat the various karbanas are not dinim in the oil mayed, they're dinim in how to deal with that karma? Well, it's because of the fact, so we'll go with the Shimon Ischos over here on the side, because of the Girsa in the actual Teraskayani, which leaves out this whole piece of Omra Tera, Lo Yisarev, and so on and so forth. The Omra Tera, Lan Yisarev. If you have something that was kept overnight, so the din is, it becomes Nosar, that we have directly in the halachas of Shlomim, and where we keep learning, no time, Mipsara Zevach, Beyom HaShlishi, a reference to the Zman that you can eat a Shlomim, so it should be Yisarev. And it also says that Yotze is Yisarev, and therefore my Yotze is kosher Babama, since Yotze is by definition, I mean, that's the point of Obama. There's no such thing as Yotze with Obama because there are no Mechitzas on Obama. So just like Yotze is kosher of Obama, that would mean that the same way that we learned out of Maseches Pesachim, the connection between Lina and Yotze, so if Yotze is kosher of Obama, then Lon must be kosher of Obama.